Thanks for checking out this week's Coffee Break, where Kristen and I step outside the office for a midday coffee. Just a reminder, if you need help with real estate anywhere in the country, there is a link in the show notes for that. We would love to do a consultation for you or a friend and help them find the right realtor in their area. There's also a link in the show notes if you would like to leave us a voicemail and have us play it on our next episode. It could be a question, a comment, something funny, something serious, whatever you like. Thanks again for your support and enjoy this week's coffee break. So, Kristen, I saw your email the other day and I almost read the whole thing. I did a quick skim. And
that would be a first.
Quick skim, something about, and I'm glad we're having this coffee break because I need more information. Something about you were staging a property that was going to be on a TV show. Did I have that right? All right, give me the details.
Yeah. Well, that's part of it. So there's this TV show called In with the Old, and it's on the Magnolia Network. I don't know if you're familiar. I'm sure you're not. It's that Chip and Joanna Gaines. Do you know who they are? I'm sure you don't. Anyway.
I don't know anybody named Chip. I can promise you that.
They have a television network, which is, you know, like home shows, you know, like.
Okay. You like know, HGTV whatever. Stuff?
Yeah, HGTV type okay. of thing. Anyway, there's a show called In with the Old, and it's pretty interesting. It's actually a show where they profile someone who has purchased or owns a really old home. It has to be a really old home in disrepair, like a, you know, historical type of a home, and that they are renovating it. And so this TV show basically follows the renovation and then does the big reveal at the end, which is neat, right? So one of our colleagues actually was featured on this. She has a home in Rittenhouse Square, one of those big, giant, like gorgeous Spruce Street, you know, brownstones. And she has been doing this, working on this for like over a year now, and has been working on the renovation. But of course, the television program has been following her. The producers have been following her. And finally, this week is the big reveal. And her furniture's not in yet. She has some stuff. Yeah. I mean, it's like time for the final reveal after like, you know, a year and a half of working on this, and not everything's in. So she asked if we would just come over and like fill in some stuff. So we did that last week, and we brought some furniture. So it's going to be in the final reveal episode, which I guess they're filming this week. So we just brought some furniture in and we'll be picking it up later, I think on Friday. To remove it, because they're not going to be living with our stuff, obviously. But yeah, so that's it. And then coincidentally, my email was about one of our dear friends, Tim, who is our teammate Carly's husband, who's a filmmaker, was actually contacted by the producers of the show to see if he knew anyone interested in being featured on the show. And potentially he would have the opportunity to film it, which could be really a cool opportunity for him. So he reached out about it. And I was like, oh, how funny. I'm working on this show actually from the staging perspective with someone else right now. So it just kind of was like a funny coincidence. And that's why I sent that email to the team to see if anybody knew of anybody who might want to be on this show. It sounds like a really, really cool program.
Okay. So I guess I was thinking that they were just starting to film her renovation. So they've already been filming it for a while.
They've been filming it for like a year. It's done. Okay. So now it's like the reveal episode where they need it to be furnished. And that's where we came in.
Oh, all right. Because when you said that they were upset about the furniture not being there, I was thinking, well, aren't you the furniture?
Oh, no. They were, yeah. Yeah. They were saying to them that they needed to have, you know, furniture for the reveal. It has to look like a lived-in home, basically, at the end. And so all their stuff, their new stuff that they had purchased is not yet in. So we had to come and fill it in.
Okay. So I remember seeing Tim's name in the email and I thought that he was already working on the show, but they had contacted him as like a third party vendor to see if he knew of any other projects in this area that he could also film for them. Is that what you're saying?
I think if I have this right, I think they want him to be the local filmmaker for this particular show, but what they're seeking right now are participants, people who will be on the show. So you know, people who have a really old home, a historic home that they're in the process of renovating, who would want to be on the show. And Tim would be the one filming it.
Do we know, do we have any like specifications on what exactly would qualify? They just say it's very old. Like, what are they talking? Like at least 100 years old, I'm assuming?
It should be historic. Yeah. Like, I don't think they're looking for like a mid-century or something. It should be historic. It says, here's their little... their little blurb. It says, In With the Old is a TV series where old historic houses across America are reimagined and transformed from dilapidated structures to beautiful historic homes. The homes are restored in a way that preserves their historical integrity, and across each episode, we tell the amazing histories of these historic homes while giving them a new purpose. The ideal episodes include a family with deep personal connection to the homes.
Okay, I just looked it up. Is it on, like, it's on HBO Max? Is that how you find it? Magnolia?
You know, I think it actually is on HBO Max. Yeah. The Magnolia Network.
Okay, so we have to send out, maybe we could send out some emails to see if anybody's restoring.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. I'm kind of thinking like we put a call out there. Like, does anybody who's listening maybe have a home that they're working on or know of someone who would be a good fit for this? It's such a cool opportunity, I think. I don't know that the network or the production puts any money towards this. So I don't know if... I do know when we did the little staging for our colleague, they gave a very small budget to help with that. But I don't know if like the renovation itself is subsidized in any way. That I don't know. I think Tim was going to look into that.
I can't imagine it would be.
I don't think so. I think it's someone who was already planning to renovate. And they're like, we'll come along for the ride. And document.
Or not. They're not going to pay for it. What was the name of that show the HGTV did? Something about where they would go and do one room.
Oh, Trading Spaces back in the day?
Is that what it is? Trading Spaces?
Trading Space. I had a friend on show.
Well, they paid for that, right? Oh, you had your friend from New York, right? Paid for it? They paid for that? Or she was
No, it was
New
another
York,
friend of mine who actually had a place in Collingswood. They did it in Collingswood. Trading Spaces was the premise behind that is you would trade with like a friend or a neighbor and you'd have a designer. Each group would have a designer and they would trade for like, I don't know, 2 days or whatever it was and redo a room. But those rooms always turned out terribly.
Yeah, I heard a lot of bad, a lot of problems with those rooms. Like a lot of people were unhappy about what they did. And
yeah, and they were really cheap because they were like done so quickly and yeah. Not so good.
Fake walls.
That was like the first one of those kind of like HGTV type. I think that was on like the TLC network or something. But that was one of the first like interior design type shows that came out. I thought it was pretty cool back then. I remember. But I don't like HGTV for the most part. Now.
I don't watch any of it really. And I was thinking, I was wondering if we should watch something and put that somewhere in our podcast. Like we came back and would say like, you know, what we think is true and what we think is BS or what we would do differently, or would that fly in Philly, what they're doing in LA or New York or how we do it, how we handle it differently or something like that. I was thinking that could be like some kind of segment. Like, not a whole show, but like, all right, last night's episode, they did this, and here's how we'd handle it here, or here's why that would never actually happen here, or...
Yeah. Have you ever watched any of those shows? Do you like any of them?
I used to watch, yes. I think I watched, like, the first season with, like, I remember one guy's name was... I think it was Josh Altman, and there was another Josh.
Oh, the Million Dollar Listing.
Million Dollar Listing. I watched like one season of that. I don't know if it was New York. I might have been like, I can't remember. Maybe
that
New York.
That one that you're talking about, I think, is L.A.
Okay.
With the Joshes, yeah. I think that was L.A. I watched those a little bit. I could not get into that Selling Sunset, which everybody was watching. I remember Deirdre was so into that one. And I don't like, but those are more like reality TV. They're like along the lines of like the Real Housewives kind of thing. I meant do you watch any of those like House Hunters or My First Home or any of those kind of like HGTV shows?
No, I don't.
No.
I don't watch any. The only one I saw of House Hunters was when Deirdre was on. Wasn't she?
Yeah.
Didn't she do an episode?
That was
and
funny.
You know what? It was great. But after talking to her too, you know, I had no desire to watch them anymore. Not that I had a desire before. Obviously, I didn't, never saw them until her episode. But she was telling us how fake it, the whole thing is.
Yeah.
Like the people already bought the house. So everything was set up. And that's what you got to remember when you're watching TV. Even that $1 million listing, this is all, it's all fake. Everything's done. And they're just, it's almost like reenacting maybe. And they probably don't even do the real version of what really happened anyway in the reenactment.
Yeah.
So after she was telling us about that, and then there was a, we had another coworker at Coldwell Banker who got a call from HGTV. I think it was for House Hunters too. And I was asking her if she did it, and she was like, no. She's like, I didn't want to do it. She said that they wanted her for a full day, and they wanted her clients for 3 full days. And they were giving her a list of properties to show. And they were like in the burbs. And she's like, these are not even close to what these people, none of this makes sense.
Yeah.
So she didn't wind up doing it.
Deirdre's was basically like that. I think she had to do, I think they both had to do like 3 days. And her clients were the ones that I think wrote in to be on it. Like they really wanted to be on the show. So Deirdre couldn't really say no.
Right.
So she
was
on it. And it was, and I remember it was like, I think it was July. And she'll never stop talking about how hot it was. Like she was like dripping, you know, they put like, you know, you have to be like in full makeup and hair and everything because you're being filmed. And she was just like sweating the entire time, and she's like, I could not cool off, I was just dripping, and I'm being filmed. And she was like, it was the worst thing ever. Yeah, she, oh my god, it's so funny. There's one of those shows that I actually got into, I don't remember if it was like during COVID or if it was maybe right after, and it's called The Established Home, and it's I think it is on HBO Max now that you mentioned HBO Max. It's like a family. It's this woman, Jean Stauffer, and she's an interior designer, and she and her daughter have a design firm. And then the son is like a carpenter, and it's basically like they're in like Ann Arbor, Michigan or something like that, or Grand Rapids or something. But anyway, they redesign homes, and the show itself is frankly a little bit boring. But because there isn't that kind of drama of like, oh my gosh, we're under the gun. We have to, you know, we have to do this in 2 hours and finish. And it's really them just being hired to like do these jobs. But their taste is so exquisite that I can't stop watching it. Like I went on this rabbit hole. I just like watched the entire season. I think there's 2 seasons of it. I watched the entire season in one sitting because like everything they select, every finish, everything is like so perfect and so beautiful. That they're like, that's the one show, and nobody has ever heard of it. Every time I mention it to anyone, they've never heard of it. The Established Home. They even have a book. I bought it. It's really good. But I don't typically like those shows where they drum up the drama, you know, the fake drama.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, that House Hunters is 100% fake. I mean, there's nothing real about it. But what we had Deirdre on the show, and she told the story. And I don't think the recording was that great back then. Was it season 1 or season 2 in our list? Is it still?
I think we still have it on.
So
I think anyway, we might.
So whoever's listening, if you want to hear Deirdre tell the story of her on House Hunters, we actually did an episode. Just look for Deirdre Affel.
Deirdre Affel. She's on our team. Yeah. And she's hilarious.
Yeah. I don't know if it was season 1 or season 2, but it's in our list of shows. I would love to have her on again. I just feel bad to make her do it. Like she probably has no desire to come on here and tell that story again. Because I think that was already the second time she did it for us.
Yeah.
It's like every couple of years we call her back up. But the story's funny. And that is in the episode.
Yeah.
Now I gotta go listen to
it.
Now I'm gonna go listen to it after we're done.
Yeah. Yeah, but anyway, yeah, so if you happen to know anybody who would maybe fit the bill for this In With The Old show, give us a shout. Anybody who's listening, give us a shout, and we'll hook you up with Tim, and we'll get you in touch with the producers, and we'd love to make the connection, because it could just be a really cool opportunity. I mean, Philadelphia has such great old homes, and this could be a really, really neat opportunity for someone.
Yeah, that would be fun. So it's the Magnolia Network, and the show is In With the Old. So if anybody knows anyone that may be interested in being on the show, reach out to us and we'll make a connection.
Yeah.
Do you happen to know when they're going to air that episode?
I don't know. I think the final episode is being filmed this week. So, but certainly when I know, I'll let everybody know, and we'll maybe we can even have her on to talk about her experience.
That would be cool. That would be cool. Yeah. Maybe that's the show we watch and comment on.
So, yeah.
Fine as well.
Yeah.
If your furniture is at least going to be in there, and we have a friend on the show.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
That would be fun. All right, Kristen, this has been fun, but we got to get back to work. So I will see you at happy hour.
See you at happy hour.